Shalom. This is Billy Brim and my daughter. Who are you?
Who am I? I'm your daughter, mother.
Have you got a name?
Yes, I do. You and Dad name. No, Dad named me.
Well, anyway, go hurry.
Shelly.
I've got a lot of ground to cover here.
All right, here,
here
we go.
Your birth.
Get with it. All right. Enough detail about the name.
And we're welcoming you to the prophetic. No, that's our television program.
Right.
Prophetic Witness. We invite you to watch that.
Right.
Yes, we invite you to watch that. We're on the Victory Channel. We're on several places called the Prophetic Witness.
And God's TV.
And I don't know where else. But anyway, this happens to be our, and we've been on this radio program for a long time now.
We have.
We appreciate the
English
platform.
Family.
And we're on a lot of stations, Shel.
We are, but I'm just appreciating.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate all of them. And so we're so very thankful. And this is the Prophetic Witness. By the way, we'll get around to welcoming you. And we're talking about, Shelly, miracles. People think they never saw a miracle. Are you kidding me? The biggest miracle has happened before your very eyes.
Yes.
God, who dispersed the Jews all over the world, and even if to the ends of heaven, he said he will bring the heavens. Not the heaven of heavens, but the heavens.
Right.
He will bring them back, and that will be a sign that Jesus is coming soon. So, oh my.
So what we're doing is help facilitate our ability to see a sign, to read a sign.
To
recognize it.
To recognize a sign, especially the sign of the return, which in Hebrew is the shuv, S-H-U-V.
The shuv.
The shuv, the return to Zion. And they're coming back to Zion. Zion, it means in the Bible many places.
Okay.
And the first place it was used was the Jebusite city of Zion that David conquered. Mm-hmm. And he made that his city. It's called the City of David. And then Zion is used in the Bible of the city of Jerusalem. And it's used of Mount Moriah, of the Temple Mount. It's the 12th chapter of Hebrews speaks of the church being with heavenly Zion. So there's a heavenly Jerusalem. There's an earthly Jerusalem. God has an earthly people. Now, that's one thing people need to know. There are three groups of peoples, the Jews, the nations, and the church. And the Jews are God's earthly people, and the church is God's heavenly people.
Yes.
So a heavenly Jerusalem, the Jerusalem that is above, the new Jerusalem, that's our home. But earthly Jerusalem in that kingdom that God is setting up here on the earth is going to be out of Jerusalem. It's going to be the capital of the whole earth. And under Jesus, under his rule, then the Jews will rule over that. So this has been this is prophesied from the prophets. This great return. We've seen them return. I've seen those come from Russia. I used to sit in class next to a little girl who had escaped the Ayatollah Khomeini's Iran. So praise God, hallelujah. So they're going to go out. Now, one of the prophets that the Jews look to as one of the really prophets, remember we're studying what the prophet said, is Hosea. Hosea is a perfect picture of God and Israel. You remember Hosea had this wife that was into harlotry.
Yes.
And God kept, and he kept having Hosea take her back. And that's what God did with Israel. And so in that book of Hosea, it speaks of them returning. And in Hosea 14:14, God tells them how to return to him. Take with you words and turn to the Lord, saying unto him. Folks, that's what repentance means. It means to turn. You turn from what you're doing and you turn to God. And what do? You take with you words. You take with you words and you said, here I am, Lord. And I believe, even though there's no feeling of attached to this word, it just means return, turn around. I believe you do have some feelings with it, and you say, Lord, forgive me. Mm-hmm. Forgive me for this.
Which lines up with 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us. And
that's right.
And
cleanse us
turning.
From all unrighteousness. That is
taking
take
words.
With you words. Mm-hmm. Confess your sins. So now this is in Hosea. They have been scattered, and when they return, they are going to return. We know that already. And this is God telling them what will happen. Now, in Hosea chapter 5 and verse 14, you remember that after Solomon died, his sons fought with each other, and they divided the kingdom, and their 10 tribes rebelled and went north. Those are called Israel, or in this case, they're going to be called Ephraim, because their headquarters was in the land that was given to Ephraim. The 12 tribes got land grants, you might say, or mm-hmm. lands in the promised land, and Joseph's was divided between his two sons, Manasseh or Manasseh and Ephraim. We say Ephraim. So the capital of the northern kingdom was in Ephraim. So God is saying this is what he will do. This is Hosea chapter 5, Hosea chapter 5, verse 14. I will be unto Ephraim as a lion and as a young lion to the house of Judah. So there's two houses here. There's the northern kingdoms called Ephraim and the southern kingdom called Judah. And he's telling them that he's going to scatter them. Now he's going to be like a full adult lion to those northern kingdoms, Ephraim. He is going to chew them up in little pieces and tear them up and scatter them everywhere. That happened in 722 B.C. when Assyria came and conquered the northern kingdom. And they're called the lost tribes because they were just scattered everywhere. Now, I'm going to be like a big lion to Ephraim, God said, but I'll be as a young lion to the house of Judah. They're still going to be scattered because of their idolatry, but there'll be bigger pieces of them. You can find them. Mm-hmm. So most of the Jews that we know are from the southern kingdom of Judah and Benjamin, and some Levites, of course, priests. I will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue them. So God's the one that carried them off, and he's the one that is going to bring them back home. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek me, my face. In their affliction, Tsar, they will seek me early. He said, God said, I'm going to go away from them, and I'm going to leave them scattered until they return. And when they return to me, they're going to do it early on in their affliction. Now, this affliction is the word Tsar, and it's the tribulation period. So during what we call the tribulation period, they're going to turn back to God.
Quickly.
Mm-hmm. And Hosea, early on in that period. And Hosea 6:1 says, here's what they'll be saying. Here are the words. You know, God didn't write this in chapters and verses. Mm-mm. And so they're going to say, come and let us return unto the Lord. For he's torn us and he will heal us. He has smitten us and he will bind us up. So early on in that tribulation period, they're going to take words. That's Daniel's 70th week. That's when the Antichrist is here and terrible things are happening, and they're going to turn back. And they're going to say that we were scattered because of this. Now let's turn back to him. And they're going to turn back. And when will they turn to him? Verse 2 tells us, after 2 days, he will revive us. And on the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. So 2 days after their scattering, 2 days from when the Romans overran and destroyed the second temple, 2 days after that, he's going to revive us. And on the third day, he will raise us up. It's been 2,000 years since Jesus was here and they were offered the kingdom. It's been 2 days. With the Lord, we are told in Psalms and we are told in Peter that one day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So after 2,000 years, he's going to revive us. Folks, here we are. And he did it.
Yes.
And he's bringing them back, and he's restoring them. Uh-huh. They were in the ovens in 1945. They were in the death camps. You and I were at Auschwitz.
Yes, we were.
Oh, you couldn't believe the horror. We weren't even there when it was liberated. But you look at some of those pictures. How the people were when they were liberated from those Nazis' death camps. Mm-hmm. Satan had systematically worked out a way to destroy the Jews. They were confronted with a problem, Shelley. We just study this. How do you kill? He wanted to kill all the Jews. Mm-hmm. I'm talking Hitler.
Yes.
Satan down through Hitler.
Absolutely.
Well, at first, they were in certain places like Riga, Latvia. I went out there and saw where this mass grave was. And he'd have them, the SS and also the local people, the Nazis, they would have them dig a big trench. And then they would have them stand down in that trench naked, mm-hmm. take off all their clothes, and they would shoot them.
Now, Mom, was it recorded that they would say the blessing of...
Well, some of them would say, if they know they were going to go, like mm-hmm. those people would know.
Yes.
And they would say the Shema.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also about, even if he delays his coming,
we
still believe that the Messiah will come.
One of the 13 tenets of faith, if he come not in our time, he will come. But they were shot dead there in those... I hate to say some of the things we've seen and witnessed. It was just horrible. But 2 days after that, 2,000 years, in 1945, they came up out of those death camps.
Yes,
and
they
in
did.
3 years.
The dry bones chapter.
The dry bones chapter. This speaks of the whole house of Israel,
yes.
the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
That's right.
Ephraim and Judah, Israel and Judah. And on the third day, he'll raise them up. That on that third day, that's going to be when he establishes his earthly kingdom. Now, Shelley, read that the chapter 6 and verse 1. Here are the words they're going to say, and this is the Amplified Classic, Hosea chapter 6 verse 1.
Come, and let us return to the Lord, for He is torn so that He may heal us. He is stricken so that He may bind us up. After 2 days, He will revive us, quicken us, give us life. And on the third day, He will raise us up that we may live before Him.
Hallelujah. So that is the time of Jacob's trouble. And he's done it before our very eyes. We are witness. You are witness, folks, not only to the fact that He brought them home, but they still know who they are. The biggest miracle of all is that He preserved those Jewish people knowing who they are. You take Americans and you scatter them abroad for 2,000 years, they're not even going to remember America. But no, those Jews, remember, they have kept the Sabbath.
And the Sabbath.
And the Sabbath kept them. I know Ronnie Levy said to me, it's something to think when you're doing Shabbat that every Jew in the world is doing Shabbat. And so it kept them.
Yes.
And they know who they are. And they're back home, and He's bringing them into restoration and redemption.
Close.
Shalom be with us tomorrow.
For over 4 decades, Dr. Billy Brim has taught Bible prophecy and how to apply its fundamental principles to believers throughout the world. On The Prophetic Witness, new episodes are aired weekly on the following networks: The Victory Channel, found on Dish Network, DirecTV, Glory Star, and Spectrum. God TV, KBTV Global, PTL Television Network, Eternal Life TV, YouTube, Faith Plus, and Roku. Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.